Well, good morning again, and it's great to be able to come together and look at the second chapter of the Book of Ruth. So let's just pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that it's a living word. We pray that as we look at it together this morning, you will speak to us and apply it to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. And so I wonder what your relationships are like at the moment in your household at this time of lockdown. Are you living on top of one another in your household? Does that cause tensions, disagreements, maybe arguments? Maybe the children are falling out a little bit more? Or maybe you're trying to work and the children keep disturbing you? And especially if they can't play out because of some rain? Or maybe you're just anxious about the whole situation. And perhaps living on your own, it leads to negative feelings or causing you to be irritable. Well, the good news is that today's reading will help us as we see examples of faithful, loyal relationships between Ruth and Naomi, and an example of a truly godly man in the person of Boaz. And we see also God's hand answering prayers of his faithful people. And we see too his providence in guiding and protecting Ruth as she seeks refuge in the Lord, the God of Israel. We saw last week how Ruth chose to stay with Naomi, her mother-in-law, and return to the people of Israel in Bethlehem. Ruth was, of course, very loyal to Naomi, leaving her homeland, her family, and to stay with Naomi with no real prospect ahead. Today we see too that Ruth was a worker. Look at verse 2. She wanted to provide for herself and for Naomi. I wonder if this is a work ethic that you and I have. If we're still working, is this what our employer would say about us? That we're hardworking? That we work efficiently and well, with integrity, without time wasting? You see, the Bible reminds us, doesn't it, that whether we're working or whatever we do, we should do as unto the Lord. But then we see too that as well as wanting to provide for herself and Naomi, we see how Naomi refers to Ruth. She calls her daughter. Of course, she was truly a daughter-in-law, but this was a close relationship, a caring and comfortable relationship, where kindness was the order of the day. And how good it is when we're kind to one another. What a difference it can make. Kindness doesn't cost anything. And yet, a kind word or action can make a huge difference to someone's day. It can lift someone's spirits. It can encourage them, too, to be kind in return. If we are lacking kindness, we need to pray about it, because the Bible tells us that kindness is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit working in us. And God will help us to develop that kindness. So let's today be kind to those with whom we live and with whom we interact. So look at verse 3. We see here that Ruth enters a field where they are harvesting the barley. And she starts to glean. This means that when the men have cut the barley, and then the hired women, they go behind and they collect the barley and they put it into sheaves. And then after that, people are allowed to glean. The fatherless, the widow, the alien, they can go behind and collect whatever they can. This was a common practice. It was written into the law that landowners should do this. It was an obligation by them. Some landowners, however, were not very sympathetic, and their workers also could be unkind. So those who gleaned were actually very vulnerable. Perhaps like some refugee workers today. Ruth had been given permission, though, by the foreman to glean. But let's note in verse 3, the second part of it. We can see here how God's hand is in it. It says, as it turned out, she found herself working in a field belonging to Boaz, who happened to be from the clan of Elimelech, that's Naomi's dead husband's clan. I just love that phrase, as it turned out. What? This is God at work. It's no coincidence. This is not human design, but God's design. It's a God incident. God is sovereign here, working out his purposes for a young woman, Ruth, who wasn't even an Israelite, but believed and trusted in the God of Israel. And fancy that. It's someone from the clan of Elimelech. But then again, in verse 4, just then, Boaz arrived. Really? Again, God's timing, God's incident. Is this what Boaz did every day? We don't know, but we do know that this day God brought him to this field to meet Ruth. God's timing is perfect. We don't always think that, do we? And I certainly don't always think that. But you know, God knows, he can see the big picture. Actually, God still does this today. When we learn to see him at work, he is guiding for our good and wants to guide and direct you, and he wants to direct me too. So now we've got Boaz who's on the scene. Let's for a moment look at him, his character, his actions, because he's a super example of a godly person. Look what he does in verse 4. As he comes into the field, he greets those doing the manual work with a godly greeting. Now, this greeting may well have been common, but it does show that Boaz honoured the Lord and revered his name. It also shows us that he cared for those working for him. He acknowledges them and gives them encouragement. And in return, they give Boaz the respect as the owner of the fields. Boaz was at work. He was keen to let them know that he was a man of faith. It wasn't a special day. He wasn't at the synagogue. He was actually the boss. But he's still keen to let them know that he has faith in God Almighty. I wonder if this is true for us, that wherever we are, whether it's at work, at school, playing football, golf, or whatever we pray, are we happy for our colleagues, our family, our friends to know that we are a follower of Jesus Christ? We should not be ashamed, Jesus reminds us, so that he will not be ashamed of us. So Boaz talked with the overseer or the foreman, and here he had delegated to someone he could trust. He didn't micromanage him, but at the same time, there was accountability. When Boaz sees Ruth, he knows that she is not one of his own women, and he asks the foreman about her, who tells him where she's from and how hard that she's been working. It appears that Boaz was always ready to allow the poor, the alien, the widow to glean in his fields as the foreman. Because when we see that, the foreman didn't hesitate at all to give his permission to Ruth. So we know too that Boaz upheld the law. But he went further than that by showing her kindness and providing stalks of grain for her to pick up. If you look at verse 16, you see there in the word that he actually told them to take some stalks out and leave them for her. It reminds us, doesn't it, of what Jesus said. If someone asks for your tunic, give them your cloak as well. If somebody forces you to go for a mile, go for two. And this is what Boaz was already doing. He's going the extra mile. He's going beyond what the law requires of him. He includes Ruth with his own hired women. This way she's protected. And again in verse 9, what does he do? He tells his men not to harass her. She's given water to drink, like the hired help. And when it's time to eat, she's also included. Boaz himself offers her some of the food. He is very hospitable. And again, we see that good relationship with his workers. He's sitting with them, he's eating with them. And then what of his words? Well, verse 13 tells us that his words were kind. It put Ruth at ease. It was a comfort to her. And then even more remarkably, Boaz prays for her, a prayer of blessing in verse 12. This is a godly man, full of kindness, compassion, and justice. And so his actions and his words, they cause Ruth to be amazed and grateful. And at the end of the day, to have an unusually large amount of grain, about 13 kilos. Boaz is a reflection of the God he serves in providing for Ruth, protecting her as a vulnerable young woman. And our God wants to do the same for you and me, to provide for us, for all our needs. One of the great names for God in the Old Testament is Jehovah Jireh, God our provider. Do we acknowledge this? And do we act as though that's true? Remembering to give thanks for all the good things that he gives us day by day. We were talking to a friend last weekend, and she was very worried about her shopping, whether it was going to be delivered. She's looking after a very poorly husband. She was very anxious and uptight. And then she remembered what the scripture says, do not be anxious, but pray. And so she turned her anxiety to pray and asked that God would provide the things that they needed. And guess what? Later that day, the Rotary Club dropped off the provisions that she desperately needed. God is so good. Look to him for your needs. He will open up his hand on high and pour out his blessings on you. So Boaz was a real blessing for Ruth, but also for Naomi. In verse 20, Boaz's actions were a turning point in Naomi's faith and life, from a kind of woe is me, and we understand why, to one where Naomi can again call upon the Lord to bless Boaz for his kindness to the living and the dead. Isn't this challenging? Because we all probably know people who are bitter towards God or to the church, and maybe sometimes with good reason. But we need to ask ourselves, do our lives, do our actions help to turn their bitterness towards God into someone who can turn to God and see his loving kindness and goodness? Does my character reflect, and do my actions reflect, the love and mercy of God towards others? So what can we do for people that we know who may be bitter or against God or the church? Well, we can start by praying for them and asking for God's blessing. Our God hears and answers the prayers of his people. And he loves to hear us when we ask him to bless others, as Boaz did and Naomi did. Simple prayers. If you read verse 12, this was Boaz's prayer for Ruth. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. And Naomi's prayer for Boaz, the Lord bless him. We can all pray simple prayers like this, in the knowledge that God works with us in our prayers. It's a mystery, but he listens to our prayers and works with us for his purposes to be worked out. He loves to bless because that's who he is, loving and kind, wanting the best for us and for those whom we pray for. Let's pray for blessing during these strange times and see God at work among our friends, our family and community. And then as we look to the end of the chapter, we have a bit of a cliffhanger as Naomi realises that Boaz is of the same clan as her now dead husband. So Boaz, under the law, is a guardian redeemer. He is obliged to help a relative who is in serious difficulty. But meanwhile, Ruth and Naomi continue to live together with kindness and in harmony. Lord, we pray that you will help us to do the same. Well, what a wonderful chapter where we see examples, amazing examples of God's provision and his protection, working out his purposes through Ruth and Boaz. We have a household of two, Ruth and Boaz, caring and supporting one another. And in Boaz, we have a wonderful example of a godly person, someone who honours God in word and deed, who speaks kind words, who cares and provides for the vulnerable, who prays prayers of blessing, who uses the gifts God has given him to support and encourage others, and whose life is truly a reflection of the Almighty God he serves, causing others to turn to him. So may this be true of me and you, that we reflect the love, the mercy, and the kindness in Jesus in all that we do and say. Amen.